You know what? It's been too long since we've had our old gal pals Betty on the show. Lots happened to them. An off-Broadway show, the theme song to that TV show, The L Word, appearances on that program, an Ugly Betty, babies, and albums, music videos, European tours. I once said that Betty was what would happen if the Marx Brothers and the Andrews Sisters had three daughters who form a rock band. I may never write anything that endures as long as that phrase. So, without further delay, the three women who are Betty, Elizabeth and Amy Ziff, and Allison Palmer, join us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi,
Yay.
Scott. So great to be talking to you again.
Great to be talking to you again. Before we want to talk about this new CD, and I have to ask you about the theme song to The L Word.
Okay.
Because I think this is one of the great theme songs of all time.
Oh, Scott,
we agree.
Thank you.
There's so much controversy.
There's a part we can't play on the air. Mm-hmm. I think it's safe to say. You guys got a little grief for that, didn't you?
We did, actually. It's funny.
It was maybe a little bit too strident.
Well, it's the first time the F word has ever been used in a theme song.
We'll explain. This is a word that Tony Soprano used to floss his teeth with.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know what the big deal was.
Well, three women are saying it in an empowered way. I think maybe it rubs people the wrong way, I think.
Either that or it excites them.
Yeah.
Either way. I mean, one thing is clear is that it was not ignored. So that's always good. If you elicit some sort of response from your work, then it's great.
Well, tell me about Bright and Dark.
There were two sides to this collection of music. That's why the title Bright and Dark came up, was because there were a lot of things that we wanted to say that were joyous and celebratory, but then there were a lot of dark periods that happened, in the creation of this album, one in particular that was very big and very dark, and so it's sort of the process through that.
Well, what was happening, actually?
Well, I had cancer.
Right.
I was dealing with cancer for about 2.5 years, and while we made the CD, I was doing chemo, so they sort of just propped me up, and I sang. I don't really remember it, but I think it was fun.
I think it was fun, too, and I think that the honesty that Elizabeth got out of her vocals, just coming from a different place when you're pretty compromised, actually, physically, is amazing.
And one of the songs that I think I'm most moved by on the album is a song called A Fix of You that Elizabeth was really, and probably her deepest and darkest in the whole period when she had to go in and do that vocal.
Not a day goes by that I think I'm sane. Not a day goes by that I feel the same about being through. Not a day without you. Not a tear falls down from my desperate brain. Not a tear descends, and I find I can refrain from the emptiness of seeing but not being with you.
And there is something authentic and sad in the original, in the beginning vocal, but by the end, when the coda comes around that everything's going to be all right, I think it really resonates.
Because you start believing it.
It's a great song.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
By the way, we're talking with Betty, Elizabeth and Amy Ziff and Allison Palmer. I have to ask you about the cover art. This picture on the front of the CD, the powerful, sexy women that you are. Elizabeth, you're in a bikini.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it's incredible.
We actually were not able to do a photo shoot because Elizabeth was really too weak and she wasn't in
the position. I was too ill and I wasn't looking my best, you know what I'm saying?
So we asked Dan if he would like to do the cover for us.
His name's Dan Schaefer, mm-hmm. and he's an incredible artist.
He's a filmmaker and he's also an artist. And he's known for his great graphic novels, Dog Witch, the series, among other things. And when he drew Elizabeth, like an Amazon.
He really drew me with one breast, which I thought was really cool.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful situation because I've always felt pretty good about my body. And then you go under all this, you know, you lose your hair and you lose your breast. And you have to think about, you sort of one rethinks what beauty is and what you are as a woman.
How do you think you're different after what you've been through as a group? I mean, I this was a siege for all three of you, mostly for you, obviously, Elizabeth.
I don't know if it was for me, to tell you the truth, Scott. I think the people that are the caretakers of people that are really ill, I think they're the ones that go through more because they don't have the attention and they don't have the wherewithal or the support system that I did, you know. So I think it's been really difficult, especially for family members, which Allison is a family member, obviously, after all this time.
I think what she's saying, Scott, is that it was the hardest for me. That's Amy.
Yeah, basically.
I had to be really, really nice to her for a very, very long time.
Yeah, she really did. And
she stayed in my apartment.
Stand it. It was really hard on Amy because she had to be nice to me. I mean, really.
Elizabeth, you're lucky to have me in your life, and don't you dare forget it.
I'm totally lucky.
See, there you go, when it comes right down to it.
You're a pain in the ass when it comes right down to it.
I'm a very, very good sister.
You're all I got, kid.
No kidding.
Aw. Tell me about the song King Kong.
My idea is that even if the person does not want you or love you or need you, you can capture them in a way that they will be yours anyway.
I think that one line in it is great. The one that you say, at least you will be mine.
Mm-hmm. You know, and if you still don't love me, and if you still don't want me, and if you still don't need me, at least you will be mine.
I love that.
King Kong really doesn't have anything over me.
Well, I feel honored to speak with you again.
Scott, it's always such a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for having us on. Well,
thank you so much for your friendship over the years, Scott.
Thank you for your brilliant, brilliant show.
Betty, Allison Palmer, Amy and Elizabeth Ziff, their new album, Bright and Dark. So nice to talk to him. Weekend edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.